District meet the other day did not disappoint at all up at Ogallala. Wow, it was amazing to watch. Some great times, girls and boys. Fans, again, got their money's worth.
I would agree. You know, there were some really amazing athletes up there that competed very well. Just some crazy, crazy things. Just amazing, you know, just amazing to be part of that and watch that. It's just, you know, sometimes you think that records are too far out to get broken, but they get broken. So, you know, there was one that was broken on the girls' side that had been there since the 80s. It was owned by a McCook girl, mm-hmm. Chris Nelson, and in hurdles, and it got broke. And, you know, that's what records are for, is to maybe be broken. So it took a lot of girls to go by to get to that record, but eventually one come along. So just a great day. You know, you go over to the discus, they had a 199-foot discus throw over in the discus. That's amazing in itself. You know, you don't see those very often. I think I've seen one or two people throw that far. So it's pretty amazing to watch.
I said at the end of that meet that B6, you can compare all you want to all the other districts around the state, but that B6, it might be the very best. It's been that way for a couple of years.
You know, it's always been a very competitive district, and, you know, the Eastern sometimes is not as competitive, but I think there was some in the East that were just as competitive. The one at Waverly, I think, was a pretty competitive meet as well. So, you know, when you have Gretna and Gretna East in there, there's always going to be some very competitive, and you had Waverly into the mix. I'm sure it was a very competitive meet. Sounds like the weather across the state was pretty average as far as, you know, everybody kind of had kind of the same wind.
And hot.
And warm. You know, I don't like the wind but for a track meet, but I'm kind of glad we had a little breeze when we were at Ogallala, because if we didn't have a little breeze, it would have been brutal to be on the track. So I was happy for that breeze that we did have.
Boy, you're going to send some good kids down there coming up next week, some kids that did well and have a chance to score down at state as well.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, Davian Hansen, we'll talk about him real quick. You know, he was really an additional qualifier. He just missed out last year. I think he was the – so how you qualify, let's talk about that. You know, in individual events on the track or in field, it's the top three individuals – and then they take the next six fastest across the state in that event. And Davian was, I think, the number fourth. He was tied for 3 and 4 in the 110s. And I think he was the second additional qualifier in the 300. So he's going to go run both. And he ran career bests in both at the district meet, which is that's the time to do it. So it was very exciting for him. He gets to go to the state track meet and compete as an athlete, which is going to be, you know, not many get to do that when you think about. You know, there's 62 Class B schools, and let's say you have three kids in each event. You know, that's 180 kids, and only 24 of them get to go compete. So, you know, you're kind of in an elite group at that point once you get, you know, that 24. So it's quite an accomplishment just to qualify. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to go down and do the best he can, hopefully make a finals.
And speaking of David, too, that 300s was at a lane 8, wasn't it?
Lane 8, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I saw him come around the curve and went, oh, my gosh, he's in lane 8, but he really battled tough.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, ran a very nice race. He was fourth in his heat, but a young man in heat just prior to him ran a little faster than he did. So we actually had 7 300-meter hurdlers qualify out of our district, mm-hmm. So it was pretty incredible. You know, Osney had a wonderful day. You know, you think of Osney, he ran – he triple jumped, and we switched him around a little on his order of triple jump. We moved him to the first flight of the triple because the long jump went first, then triple jump was second, and there was going to be about an hour in there before we started running events. And anyway, I think it was about 45 minutes from when they started the event to when hurdles were probably going to be ran or running events anyway. So we moved him to the first flight so he could get his jumps in the triple jump, and then he could go run his hurdles and then come back and do his final jumps if he made the finals. And he did make finals. And after he ran his prelims in the 110s, he came back and triple jumped again and actually improved his mark and actually moved himself to a third place finish and qualified in the triple jump for the state meet as well. So that was pretty exciting for him. Jumped over 42 feet just a great day for him. And then he wound up qualifying in the 110s. He was second, and he qualified in the 300s. He was also second in those to the young man from Gehring. And then he was a member of our district champion 4x4 team. So, and that actually, that they ran 323 on that and moved them to, I think it's fourth on our top 10. And that's a pretty big jump from not being on to hitting fourth is on that particular relay is pretty incredible.
And Ozzy ran, sub 15 and then sub 40. So he could run those times down at state. He's going to.
I think he's getting the money. Yeah. I think really do think he can get in the money. And he's going to triple jump first, which I think will be a good thing for him. Get down there, get a little competition under his belt on the facility, just relax a little bit. And then he can come back and run prelims in the 110s and then hopefully qualify for the finals on Thursday. And then 300s on Thursday. And 4x4s on Thursday. So, yeah, he's going to have a busy day on Thursday.
Josiah Wilkinson, wow, that young man he keeps getting better and better. I mean, he's always really good going into the season, but each and every meet he just did some amazing things, didn't he?
He's had some very great performances, and he had some great performance on district day. You know, he ran 48-48 in the quarter. A very good quarter sprinter out of Sydney was also going to battle with him. We knew that coming in. The young man, Holly, is his last name. Mm-hmm. He had ran low 49s and knew that he would probably give Josiah a good push. And Josiah could see him because he was in lane 5. At the start, though, Josiah's blocks slipped a little bit because we noticed right off the bat when he took a step, it was kind of a funny step. And I weren't real sure what happened. I thought maybe he just stumbled a little bit, but really his blocks had slipped and just didn't get a very good push. But wound up running a meet record, a B6 meet record of 48-48. Puts him the second fastest in the quarter when we go down to the state meet. Young man Tinglehoff has the fastest. So Josiah ran a 48.48, then Tinglehoff ran a 48.46. So they're pretty neck and neck. We'll see how that all pans out. Josiah gets a little push down at the state meets. You never know what's going to happen. It could be a pretty incredible day.
Because if you recall, and I know you guys were talking about earlier, in the quarter, there's no more run quarter prelims one day and finals the next. It's all finals.
Correct. It used to be that, being it's a two-day meet, they would do prelims on one day, and then they would do finals the next. So you could be in any heat and qualify for the finals the next day. And they'd put all the fast guys together. Well, now they're putting you into heats based upon your district time and running one, you get to run the quarter once. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing. You want to be in a fast heat, and if you don't run a good enough time at district day, you're not going to get into that fast heat. So you got to really try to make yourself a good time district day.
Those guys will be next to each other.
Yep, Joe's going to be in lane 5, unfortunately, but he'll feel the pressure. He's done that really well all season long, so I know that he will give her a whirl. I know he's like he would tell you, it'll buff.
What?
It's gonna hurt, but it'll be okay.
It'll buff out. His own little term there.
Yep, it'll buff out.
And the quarter, of course, ran 157, and great race there. He was pushed by a couple. I know the Jablonski kid from Chase Canada was right in the thick of things, and a Gothenburg kid.
The Niels boy.
There we go.
Yep,
pushed
was
him
also
too.
There. Yeah, and Joe runs a. Well, he can run a 48, but he runs his first lap was a 57. I know that he. Really, we were just trying to get a time that was fast enough to get into the fast heat at the state meet, and he accomplished that. I know that he knows that he can run faster. The half hurts, and he also knew that he had to be able to turn around and run the 4x4. So. And really, there's not a lot of time between the half and the 4x4. So we really need to make sure that he was ready to do that. So he went and ran that hard enough to where we could get into the fast heat and survive to run that 4x4. So, and he's done that very, very well over the last few weeks. It just took us a while. We were going to debate whether we were going to run the 200 or not because he's ran a really nice 200 also. He ran mid-22s. Really, it just fits better for him to run the quarter, the 8, and then the 4x4. So just a better fit. You get a little more rest in between. It just goes through the event schedule a lot better. So that's kind of where we left him. And, you know, the half hurts. It just hurts to run, and, you know, you're just going to have to, when you, if you're going to hurt, you're going to hurt. And you, I know that state meet, he's going to make that race hurt a little bit. So we talked about a little strategy with that, and we'll talk some more about that and where he kind of needs to get to and be, and who to follow and those kinds of things. And putting stuff in the hit.
Crazy times in the half.
Oh.
Amazing.
You know, yeah. It used to be that you could run a 2-flat and probably medal. And then when they moved to 8 placers, you know, it was pretty legit shot. If you ran 2-flat or a little under 2, you're probably going to earn a medal. Well, those times have gone. You're going to have to hit 155, I believe, in order to earn a medal. Mm-hmm. So, because there are some very fast individuals. You know, there's going to be some great, great marks down there to watch. You know, the boys' mile in particular, Class A, Class B. We have an opportunity if the weather permits. And right now, looks like Mother Nature's going to smile on us a little bit and give us some great weather. Hopefully, you know, it's a few days away. But right now, it's looking to shape up and be a very nice weather. You could see some young men go under 4 minutes in Nebraska, and that would be the first ever, because a young man from Fremont running 4:03 and a young man from Gretna East runs 4:06, and they're not in the same race, however, but they're still going to have the opportunity to run some very fast races.
We were talking before the show that normally when you run in the 43s and the 4x1, you're going to get into the state meet, but not this year.
No, you know, again, it's just crazy how fast people are. You know, years past, if we ran the 43s, we're probably going to make the state meet. You know, we ran 43.99, and we're 6th in our district. So they take the top 2 relays, and then the next 4 additionals. Well, we would have had to have been the 4th additional. Well, that's not how that worked out. So still a season's best time. And earned a medal, so that's always a good thing when you can earn a district medal, but just wasn't quite fast enough to get to the state meet. So, and then we finished up the day with our 4x4 up at the district meet, which was, again, you know, you always get nervous because you never know what anybody's going to run and who they've saved and whatever for that relay. But I thought our guys, you know, Ethan Schmidt was our leadoff guy, and he did a phenomenal job. Cranked off a 51 leadoff split, got us in great position. Oliver Corbett was number 2, and really from Southwest Conference until district day, he dropped almost 3 seconds off his split, which was incredible. And then Osney he's our number 3, and he ran the, you know, under 51. He's in the 50 points, and then Josiah anchors us up with a 48.9. So. And he likes to hunt. Josiah likes to hunt a little bit, chase guys. And when he's got a guy in front of him, he really tries to run him down. And he did just that again, similar to what he did at Southwest Conference. So, you know, we ran 3:23, puts us at number 4 on our top 10, which was pretty incredible.
We've had a couple of days to rest. You get things going here on one more day Monday and leave on Tuesday.
Yep. You know, we'll, you know, hopefully the kids are having enjoyed their weekend and doing some things that they like to do, and whatever that might be, fishing or reading a book or, you know, whatever it might be. And then Monday we'll get a little work in, and then Tuesday we'll go prance around on the track a little bit and take off for Omaha. So it's kind of different when, you know, years past. Pre-COVID, you know, we were always taking off on a Thursday and competing on Friday, Saturday, but now that it's after COVID, you know, we're all spread out, and it's a good thing but a bad thing. I really kind of liked all the finals on Saturday. You get to watch everybody, but it does minimize traffic around that place a little bit. So anyway, we're going to go down. Hope Mother Nature shines on us. Yep. Like it looks like it's going to be. So going to be pretty exciting.